Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias. Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Well, we are hitting the big 5-0 today.
Oh, episode 50.
This is our 50th episode. We launched this very week. Last year, November 16th was
our big deal.
First episode. Yeah, so in a couple of weeks, we're actually going to do a special anniversary episode.
I'm looking forward to recapping
yes. The
first year.
Yes, but today we have, of course, another fun topic. It was a big weekend in football as well.
It was. Congratulations to our listeners that are LSU Tigers.
That's right, taking on those Alabama Crimson Tide.
That's right. Well, we even had the president and first lady in attendance of that big game.
That's a big deal. You can get the president to come to your athletic function.
And that's true. I bet that was quite the feat, getting Air Force One to Tuscaloosa. But anyhow.
Well, today we are going to be talking about holiday pacing, something that we could all use probably some sharpening in.
To enjoy the most that you can out of the season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, but really only if you're not stressed out to the max.
Right, or going in massive debt, which we don't want to do either of those things.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Most of the things I'm saying, I'm not preaching to anybody but myself on this stuff, but let's dive in.
All right. Talk to us, Lainey. What you got?
Well, I just wanted to start by saying you can't do everything and you can't be all things for all people.
Well, that's true. Amen to that.
So that is my starting point.
We need to print that on an 8x10, frame it, and put it with our Christmas stuff right on top.
Do you remember one time we were shopping together and you were like, oh my gosh, Lainey, I need to buy this for you. It was like a to-do list kind of thing that said, just say no to the sign-up sheet.
Yes.
Because, y'all, I can sign up for too much and not enjoy any of it.
That's a big problem in the holidays because there's a lot happening. Even, and we're saying holidays because we're doing this early enough to talk about, like, Thanksgiving.
All of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's, and I'm a people pleaser, so it can be problematic. My heart is right in all of it. It's just that I spread myself too thin. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be talking to our faithful listeners, but I'm also talking to myself.
Are you going to listen to this episode once it comes out?
I think it's important to do it this early, though, so that we literally can prepare ourselves for this.
It is. It's all about preparation.
The word
Advent that's used this time of year, and you know, people do Advent studies. That is the literal meaning is preparation. In that context, it's talking preparation for Jesus and the coming of his birth, and then of course the second coming of him. But you know, that preparation is
preparation.
Important.
Let every heart prepare him room.
That's right.
But we gotta have room for things.
That's right. You can't prepare if there's no room.
So I think it's important to start by having a conversation, well, with yourself, but also with your spouse, your family, your friends, your children.
Yes.
Just about setting yourself up for success with intentionality.
That's good. Yeah. What's everybody's sort of view of how the Christmas or holiday season could be its best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that we let go of unrealistic expectations. Again, mostly talking to myself.
Okay.
I'm very visual. I have these painted pictures of, you know, how each step of Christmas should look.
Yes.
And smell and
just
the decorations and the foods and all of that. And if the expectations are unrealistic, you're going to be disappointed time and time again.
Yeah.
So I think back to a particular story that I think is kind of funny. Where
I think I know what you're going to talk about. An expectation around Christmas.
Yes, I was hosting these two teenage Chinese international students.
Yes.
In my home.
Teenagers.
And they had never been Christmas tree shopping, and I was so excited to take them Christmas tree shopping. We're going to, you know, my picture I had in my head was walking, looking at the different trees with the Starbucks coffee and hot cocoa in hand.
Did you guys each have like a cute toboggan on and mittens that matched?
Was in my picture, in my head. And then there was the handsome lumberjack like guy that was gonna slam down the tree and show us different ones, and you know, with a sparkle in his eye. None of that happened.
Okay.
So when I asked them about going to Starbucks, they instead wanted to go to Sonic. Mm-hmm. And they wanted onion rings, which smelled up my car for 2 days. And not at all the peppermint mocha that I had in mind. There were short on staff at Home Depot, so I was sweating, pitting out, trying to slam down different trees
to get a good look
and see what they looked like. And I'm the one doing all
this. I was going to say, yeah, they're munching on their onion rings, watching you do all this.
It wasn't at all what I had hoped. We still had fun.
Yeah. But different.
Just different. So anyway, having realistic expectations.
Yeah. We laugh now. I mean, but I know you really did come home mad.
Frustrated. Yeah. About the whole scenario. Yeah. And of course they didn't want to help me get it in the stand or decorated. I did all that alone.
Yeah.
So there you go. And now I know what it's like to have teenagers. But most importantly, I think it's good for us to ponder, what are you celebrating?
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
What is this about for you and your family?
And if you don't have an answer to that, pause.
That's a major pause.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, you're circling, not even knowing why.
Exactly.
Like a dog chasing
its
tail.
Yeah.
I think it's good to ask, you know, what are your values and how is the season going to be reflective of those values?
Yeah.
All of these are the kinds of things that need to be in the forefront of everything.
Yeah.
Other details follow, but anything you want to add to that?
Well, I just think it's interesting, you know, again, we're talking kind of the holiday season, but I just recently found out that Alabama was the first state to declare Christmas a legal holiday in 1836.
You're kidding.
With Louisiana and Arkansas following a couple of years later. So Christmas was not recognized as a federal holiday here in the States until 1870.
Wow.
So I'm just thinking, like, Civil War era, like, that wasn't a national holiday to me. And that just seems so hard to fathom. But during Reformation and up until the 1800s, Christmas was often not celebrated because partying and merrymaking was seen as unchristian.
Oh.
So,
very interesting.
Now that it's back to being okay for Christians to celebrate Christmas,
well,
right?
It depends on the context, but
faith is a huge component of life in the South.
Well, I'm sitting here going, so I can basically say, as far as the United States goes, Christmas is because of
a southerner. Yeah. Yeah. So I just wanted to say, I mean, it really should come as no surprise that us southerners celebrate Christmas big.
We do it big.
We do it big. Faith is a important component to life.
Yeah.
Down south. And so,
it's so interesting.
But I was like, go Alabama. That's amazing.
I just kind of assumed that was a early on federal holiday.
I know.
So, wow. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Well, I don't know. I just, lots of things that you need to take into consideration when you're looking at, you know, just mindfulness of the season to come. How's your health?
Mm-hmm.
How's the health of your family and your friends?
Yeah.
That's a real consideration on how much you can say yes to.
Yeah.
And not even just in events, but in decorating and cooking.
Yeah.
All of that. If you just had surgery, the wreaths may not be hanging on the windows this year.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
Right. Doesn't mean that tradition has now gone forever.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. 2020, they may be back up, but just take into consideration those kinds of things. In asking those questions, if you feel like you're feeling really good, maybe you need to help out the person that just had surgery.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't have time to pull out all their decorations, maybe you can just do their mailbox.
Yes.
Just do their kitchen table
yeah.
or something. So they have some joy.
Yeah. Oh, there's always needs.
There's always needs. And just looking at what do I have a lot of and what do I not have a lot of?
Yeah.
Be that. If you don't have a lot of money, you got time. There's something you can do with that.
Yeah.
If you don't have a lot of time, but you got a lot of money, there's something you can do with that.
Exactly.
Like, there's always a way
to
find joy in the season.
Yeah.
Another question to ask is just, have there been significant changes this year in your family? Maybe you've added a new family member with a marriage.
Yeah. Or a baby.
Or a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you've lost a family member,
the
death. These are all things that you need to consider when you're thinking through how Christmas is going to look.
Military service, keeping people away. Somebody's not there for job purposes or, travel.
All that's big.
Yeah.
If you've just been through a divorce, it's a real time of, if you don't want those constant reminders that come at Christmas, you may need to travel this year and just do it completely different.
True.
So that it's not,
that's good,
you know, setting yourself up for a lot of sadness.
Maybe and just, something great could come out of that.
That's right.
Our seafood dinner that we have at Christmas Eve every year came from us looking for a new tradition.
That's right.
Post-divorce and laying a menu out of a Christmas meal we loved.
Yeah.
So we didn't have Christmas ham for the first time. We chose seafood and we've done
it
every year since.
That's right. We love it. So yeah, I think that there is beauty to be found.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to look at those questions because if somebody's literally grieving a loss,
absolutely,
you don't ignore it.
No.
You just know that this year, this is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to find the good parts.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. And I also just wanted to touch on the fact that along with a lot of that, loneliness, depression, and grief are all very accentuated this time of year.
Yeah.
I think part of that is because of the Hollywood movies and because of the Instagram. Where we see these snapshot images of what looks like perfect.
Right.
But every family has hard stuff.
And I would throw anxiety in the mix of all of that. Because don't you think, do you think, that our anxiety in this current generation, those living today, not just our age group, but those living today, are at a different level than our predecessors?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. I think that. And you can even, I hate to even mention it, but look at the suicide rates are so high now. And it's, I think a lot of that comes from these unrealistic expectations.
Right.
That these images are putting in our mind that aren't even real.
Like our grandparents didn't know what they didn't know.
That's right.
So, you know,
the only comparison they would have had is the next door neighbors.
The neighbors.
I mean, that's where they didn't know.
Phrase keeping up with the Joneses, right? Isn't
right.
that from like people that you saw, not the Joneses Instagram account, but like,
now we see literally, you know, the wealthiest Thanksgiving table.
I know.
And it's like, okay, mine's not going to look like that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But, and I think it's very, I didn't want to brush over it. I'm not going to go into great depth, but I just think sometimes you need to take time to get wise counsel from a friend on how to handle difficult situations. Or maybe you take some of your Christmas budget, I'm not kidding, to maybe get in a therapy session
or something.
I mean,
if it's an incredibly difficult time of year, why just sit in that difficulty?
Right. Find ways to address what needs to be addressed because it's real feeling that you're having.
But I
do want to say you're not alone in it.
Yes.
There's so many of us that are feeling that.
Yeah.
And loneliness does seem to be heightened because you don't have somebody to go to the party with or whatever. But don't be alone and lonely. You can be lonely and still grab a buddy to go do something with and go ahead and go to the church service or go ahead and go to the, you know, and not be alone.
Yeah. No, the lie is that exact thing. You're the only one
that's
fill in the blank. You know, you're the only one that can't afford gifts.
Yeah, it's so not true.
You know, so that's why you're so depressed. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, talk to us a little bit about, like, prioritizing some of our mindset and things. Right? Yeah.
You can't do everything and you can't be all things for all people. Yeah. They keep saying that. So, what activities do you enjoy the most? I think that's a good question to ask.
Yeah.
And we could ask that later.
Yeah.
And talk about for our family.
But, yes.
Ask your spouse that question. It's really important. You may be dragging your family to events that they don't even enjoy because you think that they would.
Because you just do it every year. It's what y'all do. It's our thing. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Tell that story you've told before about Deanne that we go to church with.
So I love this because Deanne is she's a great cook. She's a go-getter.
Yeah.
Like she just knocks the stuff out, right? And she was telling me a story about her son had brought home something from school where it was, what do you most look forward to for the holiday break? And his response was, time on the couch. And it really made her look at it and go, oh my gosh, that's what he's looking forward to. Why am I dragging him to do all this, all these events if that's what he's wanting?
That's free too. Hello.
That's right. So I think this is a real thing that we need to say, what do you guys really love doing? You know?
Yeah.
And you might be surprised at the price tag attached
Simplicity.
To it.
Yes.
And you may be dragging them to things that they really, none of you are really.
Right.
It's just exhausting.
Just somehow it got into your rhythm and y'all hadn't stopped since. Yeah.
Consider asking those questions. And I think also, what do you want your children to focus on this season? As parents, God's put you in charge of these little people to steer them.
Yeah.
So also, what do you want them to focus on?
Right.
They may not say what they don't know.
Yeah.
But if you, you know, take them to do a service project, that might be their favorite thing of the season.
Yes. And I would say, just to interject real quick, a change of scenery can do wonders. If you're having trouble figuring out what Christmas or this holiday season should look like, or you want it to look like for you or your family or you and your children or you and a friend.
Like change of scenery, meaning go.
Like get out of town.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, go over to the Smoky Mountains for the weekend,
okay.
You know, schedule a tour over at Biltmore in Asheville, you know, do a candlelight tour over there. Go to a small town that's having a Christmas parade because yours is, you know, not doing theirs this year. They've grown up too big and now they don't have the cute small town Christmas parade you miss. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just think.
Seek that out.
Yeah.
If
you're having trouble figuring, and even if you're not having trouble, those are just wonderful Southern Christmas types of things to put in. So.
Well, I think once we've got kind of our high priority things on the calendar, right?
Yes.
Like the most important things that reflect your values.
Yes.
Put those down first, and then you can build from there and say, like, okay, how much time do I even have off work?
Yes.
How much time do the kids have off school? How much can we feasibly do and enjoy, right?
It's really tricky with the amount of time that students get off.
Versus...
parents.
Full-time work.
Yes. Yeah. That don't match up.
Yeah.
So yeah, agree.
Thinking through some of that and how to best utilize that time off.
Or not, you know, I mean, if you've got a real small window, you've got a really difficult time to prioritize. Like if you only have Christmas Day off, you know, just figuring all of that out.
Yeah. And nobody can answer these questions but you.
Exactly.
But that's why I'm just saying, just look at all of these different aspects. Thinking through even combining things can be good sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, if I love baking cookies and so does this friend of mine and I've been wanting to get together with her anyway, maybe the best thing we could do is bake cookies together.
Brilliant. Yes.
Something like that where you're really best utilizing time.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't want to invite a friend that doesn't enjoy doing that to do that with
right.
you. But, you know.
Well, that was actually one way I got to be around a kid before I had an opportunity to have a kid of my own was a friend that has a son that was going to be baking cookies invited me as a single person just to come join them.
Oh,
I was like,
sweet.
This is great.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any nieces or nephews, so
it is
I'm not around
to,
kids, but I'd love to bake cookies and, so.
And that's even a way to, you know, get time with friends and really savor the season together.
Right. Yeah, agree.
another piece that I think is really important to have successful season is to stick to your budget.
Amen. Amen.
And so, budget touches a lot of different things.
There is a financial planner by the name of Dave Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got radio shows, and his big mantra is to live debt-free. And he cracks me up because he is big on having an emergency fund.
Yes.
And so he has this saying that always comes out about this time of year that says, Christmas is not an emergency. It comes around every December. Like,
that's right. It's going to always be December 25th. So don't be shocked and pull from your emergency
exactly.
fund to pay for
yes.
it.
Yes. So.
Because you will have an emergency on December 27th.
That's so true.
That's just how
things
work.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Anyway. But yeah, I think it's important that we know in our heart mm-hmm. that love does not equal the amount of money spent.
That's true. Yes.
So keep that in mind. And in fact, I would say some of the most memorable gifts are the creative ones that didn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
That can really...
It takes a lot of time sometimes to be creative, but not necessarily dollars.
Right.
Yeah.
Debt is so stressful that it is sure to rob you of the joy and peace that this season is all about.
That's true. Yes.
I mean, nothing will rob you of... peace more than debt. It'll keep you up at night and everything else. It is not worth it. So just thinking through.
Yeah.
What is your Christmas budget? And consider all the extras.
I was going to say Christmas decor is expensive.
Oh, my Lord.
So I'm not even talking gifts or food. I'm just talking about decor alone. And I think this Southern Living quote is so funny. It says, cover everything with pine, magnolia, and red velvet bows. Undecorated surfaces at Christmas time make Southerners very nervous. This includes the mailbox.
That is so funny because I think that's kind of true.
Like it is true. And
there again, do everything big.
I mentioned the mailbox because that's real. That's a Southern trait to a hoe. In fact, some people, I think, just a side note, only decorate the mailbox or decorate it first so that everybody thinks that their home
is
now
done,
decorated.
But it's really
they
not.
Hadn't seen the inside. But yeah, and there's even like fundraisers that different school groups
that do that
will do to come decorate your mailbox. No. Anyway, it can be very expensive, but it doesn't have to be because the South has so much natural Christmas beauty that you can bring inside
That's
from
right.
berries to poinsettias to
holly
magnolias.
And magnolia, pine
cones.
Juniper.
Yeah, all of that
Beautiful.
Can be. And the beauty of it is you just put it all together and put it in a trash bag and it goes out after
it makes the most fragrant fire pit.
Well, that's true too, but it's not going back up in the attic,
but you don't have to have storage around.
Oranges make for great decor. That's not expensive. Yeah.
So good. Well, I do think it's important that you think through all of these extras, the decor. I know I have to have more. Well, I shouldn't say have to. I put more money into food at Christmas than I do a normal month.
Absolutely. There's even more
shopping.
Luxury items you serve up.
Yeah. Thinking through if you're doing cards and postage.
Uh-huh.
That's got a fee.
Very expensive, yeah.
Ticketed outings. If you're going to plays or movies or all of that, there's a price tag with that and may even need to have a dinner out as well.
Yeah.
Wrapping paper.
But this is something that we're like, we don't skimp on that now.
I know. And all
but
of,
some people are like, oh, that's
even the gift.
That's an afterthought. Or that's not a priority. But
right.
for us, we're like, no, it's going to look good.
So all of those are things you need to take into consideration. And you can have a successful Christmas on a lighter budget, but you've got to think through all of this. Like maybe this year you don't get to do the Christmas cards.
Right.
Or if you don't enjoy it doing it, then don't do them anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it should be bringing joy.
Exactly. Or do a dozen and not 150. You know, if your hand's cramping up and you're all, you know.
And you're grumbling the whole time.
Yeah.
Why are you sending it?
Exactly.
Just asking those questions. What's important? What am I celebrating?
That's
Where's
so
my heart
good.
On all of this? Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. I wrote that to myself because we all can have that tendency where I'm like, oh, she had that at her party. I want that at my party. You know,
who are these Joneses anyway? I want to look that up, where that even the genesis of that came from.
Well,
I mean, today,
common last name. I think it's just meaning.
Okay.
the whoevers.
Well, today it's everyone in your that you follow on Instagram.
Or maybe you should unfollow. That might be a good way to start the season.
Oh.
Who do I unfollow?
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel like every time I look at it. I mean, that's real, dude.
Yeah.
Keep in mind any service projects that you're going to do for Christmas that need, you know, that takes money to do if you're buying gifts.
Donating for, gift items. Yes. Yeah.
But I promise you that's going to be the best money you spend for Christmas. That always brings more joy than giving another trinket to somebody who has a bazillion trinkets.
True. Yes. That's getting shopped for by multiple people. Yeah.
And in fact, something that I wanted to mention just for discussion is this whole mindset of young people now of owning less. They don't like a lot of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a thing.
Oh yeah. Like minimalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. And so that's something to consider too in gift giving is I would like to have this trinket.
Right.
But would the person I'm giving
maybe
it to,
they want they a gift card out to a restaurant because they don't cook anyway. Yeah. That's
so
good.
That's
just
something to keep in mind as you're doing gifts is who am I giving this to? Is this, or would they even want to have another item?
Yeah.
If they're really trying to, what's the Marie Kondo with the tidying?
Yes.
And they're really cleaning out and they just got all this stuff. It may bring on anxiety.
That's true.
I don't know.
Do not be an anxiety producer for others.
I do love events or like, I love quality time with people.
Yes.
And so I think that is a good gift for me is let's go do XYZ together instead of another thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And I mentioned quality time. That is actually one of the 5 love languages.
It is.
A book that was very popular.
Yeah. Came out in like the 90s, but really didn't hit the bestseller list till mid-2000s.
Okay.
So.
It is actually really good.
Yeah.
I think. And very much worth reading to know about your people,
for
your spouse, your family members, your friends,
your coworkers. Hello. There's a 5 love languages for the workforce.
Okay. Now that would be fascinating too. But the concept of this really does play into family dynamics and even how to show your love.
Right.
And how you receive love.
Right.
And we won't go into all of the depths.
And
of
not
that.
Just like love in the sense of like romantic love.
Right, right.
Like how you're encouraged, how you're spurred on and motivated, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that the Enneagram is sort of pointing to now, too. But like, the 5 love languages is even kind of easier to follow because it's just 1 of 5 that you probably are geared more towards.
So my strongest was touch, which is kind of no surprise that I would go into massage, right?
Right.
And your strongest was...
Was it words of affirmation?
I feel like that was your highest one. And quality time was second.
Second.
And that was my second, was quality time.
Yeah.
The other 3 are, we've said 3. Touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service.
Yes.
And gifts.
Gifts.
So those are the 5 different love languages.
Gift people are almost the most obvious to me. Like, just because it's so tangible. Like, they're always bringing gifts. Or they're always talking about gift, which are we part? Maybe our 3rd is gifts.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I do love to give gifts.
Yeah. And it's not always just like a new gift. It's like, I made this pie, but I made 2.
Yes, yes.
So I'm gifting you, you know.
And I think sometimes that can seem like just the name of it can sound like, oh, you're shallow. You're into gifts. But it's not about like, expensive things or having a lot of things. It's just that is a way that makes you feel loved.
Yeah.
Somebody thought of you.
Exactly.
To do something.
Yeah. Yeah. You were on their mind and they did that for you.
Yeah. So I just think that is worth knowing about your people, especially when we're talking the holidays. And
that's good.
It's good to know, you know, if your person is acts of service, they would feel more loved maybe by you cleaning out their car and than you buying them another thing.
That's true.
Or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So just knowing that can make you more successful in showing love.
That's good. Anyway, yeah. The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman.
Check that
Go
out.
Go get it.
If you haven't. So.
Is that probably is the conclusion of our prioritizing, right? We should talk about calendaring. Can we talk, how do we plan ahead and not get caught by surprise with
Well, there's just so many
all
invites
the stuff.
That come. So yeah. many options, so many things going on in your city, in your town.
Yeah.
So once you've had those conversations with your friends and your family about the most important things, and you've got those on the calendar, then mm-hmm. I think you should build from that. You may already have all you can handle.
Right. Because there's annual things that are
just from how many people are in your life.
Yeah.
And you've already got a bunch of things, but,
that just stinks if that's the case, because that leaves no room for spontaneity, but
yeah, that's true.
That
but
is how
just
some people roll.
How, what are you going to say yes to and what do you need to say no to?
Yeah.
Because for everything you say yes to, you're saying no to something.
Exactly. Even if that's no to sitting on the couch.
That's right. Which might be a very important thing.
That's not, that's not no to another event. So.
And continuing to look at your possibilities through the lens of your values and goals for the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to think about, do you prefer large group settings to see a whole bunch of people at one time, knock out a whole bunch of interactions, or do you prefer having just two or three people over?
Right.
I remember a friend of ours one year she had a Christmas party and at the end of it, she just did not feel like she had gotten time with people like she wanted to.
Yeah.
So the next year I remember her saying, I am doing two small dinner parties for just two or three people.
Yeah.
Cause I'd rather get like more talk time.
Right.
Instead of just, hug and moving on to the next person.
Yeah.
So,
and it depends on, I guess, like you started this conversation, why you're doing it. Because I did a Christmas party once and had a lot of people there and just felt very spread thin the whole night. Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted to host the Christmas party was because I knew a lot of these people didn't have work parties that they were also getting invited to. They may not have a ton of functions.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create a young place. Person sort of Christmas party. And
that's sweet.
I was doing it really for other people. Yeah. And so I didn't love it. Because it was
almost an act of service for you.
Way too many people. But I hope.
Have something fun.
Yeah.
I
hope others liked it because it gave them a night out. So, anyway.
That's sweet. Depends
on why, what the purpose is.
I think it's important to consider, are you going to be hosting or are you just attending other people's events?
Because mm-hmm.
if you're the host, let me tell you, that means a lot of cleaning. Prepare
mm-hmm.
a lot of cooking, perhaps.
Yeah.
It's just you're taking on several days or several steps, not just the hosting.
Yeah.
So that's something to take into consideration. Do you have enough time off to really tackle this?
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
But I'm even thinking. Just I know this is sort of off topic, but it doesn't have to be a menu that is per se holiday like. I'm thinking about the family that we know that does every year at their Christmas tree decorating party. They cater in this Mexican restaurant that's up quite a ways from the rest of where people live, but it's so good.
Yeah.
And so it's a treat for that sense that a lot of us just don't get to frequent the restaurant very much. But it's Mexican. That doesn't have anything to do with December holidays,
That's true. But that takes the cooking off there.
Totally. And can feed a large crowd.
Yeah.
And Mexican food can be cost effective per person too.
Yeah.
So not that that's why they're doing it. They're doing it because it's like a nostalgic place that not many people go to, but
that's a good point though. And also you can, do just a couple of homemade things and store-bought.
Yeah.
For others.
Right.
I'm just saying if you are the host, there are many steps to think about.
There are.
The decorating, the cleaning, the cleanup after, all of that.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to do it.
Yes. Somebody has to host.
So.
Okay, so I have an idea for those that don't enjoy hosting a party but want to open their home.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a Southern thing per se, but I think it really helps everyone that gets to participate in this, and that is a good old-fashioned cookie swap.
Oh, those are great.
Right?
Those are great. That way you cook just one kind.
So you're baking a ton. You as an attendee of this party, you
at
are
least,
baking.
Usually it's at least 3 dozen.
At least.
Yes.
I mean, I think
more.
We were
5 or 6
when we
dozen.
Were growing up, Suzanne Johnson's, you brought like 6
okay.
dozen, I think. But how wonderful to have that sort of equip everybody
uh-huh.
then to now go forth and whether they're hosting their own parties or they just want it in their home to munch on all season.
And you have all different kinds.
Yeah. So the cookie swap is you take home one of each of all of the other ones that have been brought. So you, in theory, leave with 6 dozen
of all different kinds.
All different kinds.
So it makes for a pretty platter.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you could even divide those up and use them as gifts.
Yeah.
Now you have, yeah.
So that's something if you didn't want to host the like big Christmas party yourself, you could host that. And then that would be really helpful for others that are hosting. To already have their dessert tray taken care of because
right.
they got a bunch of other people
so good. I love that.
Participating.
Another thing I wanted to talk about is just discuss lowering our expectations of cleaning and decorating.
Okay.
You know, like this may seem off topic, but I got tickled thinking through this discussion subject. And I was thinking about as a massage therapist,
mm-hmm.
I think it's so funny. How many people get on the massage table and they'll say, I'm sorry, I didn't shave my legs. Okay. The reason I think this is so funny is because I have often been the one to say that if I'm on the massage
right.
table.
Yeah.
Yet as a massage therapist, I don't even think about it.
Really?
Like it literally
Never.
Is not even.
Wow.
Because I'm not thinking about, like I'm thinking muscular anyway.
Interesting.
And so. You know, and ligaments and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of like, I don't know.
Well, let this be one more freeing thing, y'all. If you're getting a massage in the holidays, you don't even have to shave before you go.
But the reason I got tickled thinking about that was I thought, I am such a particular person about if I'm having people over, I want it to look really clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I'm not like that when I go to somebody else's.
Yeah.
If I'm in their house, I'm not like, oh my goodness, I see something in the corner.
Yeah.
Is that a dust bunny in the corner? I don't
right.
ever think that.
Yeah.
Yet if I'm the host,
yeah.
I think I can't.
So what's that all about?
So much. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I'm just saying, I think we're our own.
Worst critic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So let it go.
Yeah.
Nobody's even probably thinking about
yeah.
that the baseboards didn't get wiped down.
Yeah.
Only you are.
Right. I certainly am not.
So
ever.
I just wanted to have a discussion on that.
That's
like,
good.
Let
yeah.
some of that go. Be present
yeah.
with your guests.
Yeah.
And
put more time into your playlist than your baseboards and your lighting and
yes.
the ambiance
yeah.
that you're setting versus the, I mean, be clean, you know, pick up, be tidy.
Right.
But
I'm not talking about that. I'm
yeah.
just saying like the depth in which we want everything to be so perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, if the living room has the decorations out. Who cares if the upstairs didn't get decorated?
Right.
I mean, nobody's probably going in there anyway.
No.
So.
Yeah. As we said earlier, you got your mailbox decorated,
your
right?
Mailbox.
So you're good.
That's right.
All the neighbors think you're all decorated anyway.
Travel. If you have travel during the season, that can be a good or a hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, either way, but. How can you best prepare and not overcommit around
yeah.
the travel?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to think about with that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're traveling early enough in December, you might can add in a shopping excursion with,
right.
you know, and knock
yeah.
out a little bit more shopping.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, there's just lots to think about.
Yeah.
And so taking time to plan that in the calendar.
Sure.
However that needs to look. Another thing I was thinking was making difficult or monotonous tasks more fun with putting festive music on.
See? There you go. Get some Dolly or Elvis. You could do a Southern playlist.
Oh, you totally could. That's so cute.
Yeah.
And I even was thinking it's good to give kids assignments to pitch in, and maybe even with the promise of, you know, time of rest after, or we're going to watch that movie you were wanting to say after, or something like that.
Right.
Like, I need you guys to, you know, we're going to decorate the tree or whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
And once we tackle that, I'll make hot
reward.
Cocoa.
Yeah.
We're gonna,
yeah.
Or I'll make hot cocoa and you can game for an hour or whatever, you know, so they'll really not be grumbling
exactly
as much, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah.
And I think it's good to utilize the giftings of the people around you to take things off your own to-do list. So if there's somebody you mentioned in the playlist, if somebody's really good at making playlists, put them in charge of that.
Exactly.
Take that off your list.
Yeah, exactly. There's some really skilled people out there that know good playlist selections and transitions.
Or if you're wanting, you know, Thanksgiving games.
Yeah.
Put somebody in charge of that.
Right.
And take that off your list.
Exactly.
You're going to do the turkey or whatever.
Exactly.
So just tapping into
And if they don't want to do it, that's okay too. Put it on somebody else that will do it well.
That's right. That's right.
They're allowed to say no, just like you're trying to say no to things.
That's true. That's true. Well, any more on that in particular? Well, the other thing I wanted to make sure and mention was just that we need to build in time for rest and reflection.
We do. Yes.
Scheduling time scattered throughout the calendar for, you know, time both alone, just alone, and then also with your family to reflect on the meaning of the season.
Yeah.
Again, what are you celebrating?
Yeah.
I know for me, for Christmas, it's important for me to, you know, read scripture.
Yeah.
Read the scripture, Holy Scriptures, and also some commentary to kind of get further revelation.
Right.
Particularly for Advent, there's some great books out there, great studies.
Yes.
That
you start early. You know, Advent will start December 1st, and it'll go through December 24th this year. So, which is fun, the way the calendar.
That is fun.
It's literally all.
Sometimes the end of November.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's really fun.
Yeah.
There's the pretty popular She Reads Truth.
I'm starting that one
study.
This year with some people in my neighborhood. Yeah.
I did that one last year,
okay,
but I didn't purchase the
book,
but I think you can even do it through an app.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to purchase the
right.
book. It gives you kind of a reading plan.
Devotional each day, yeah.
I have a book, I pulled it already from the attic to start looking at it, that was by Dr. James Dobson.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's called Christ in Christmas, A Family Advent Celebration.
I've seen that. I've seen
it's
your
really
copy.
Thin.
Yes.
It's kind of, the one I have is kind of dated, the cover.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Yeah. A lot of Advent studies are focused on a collective family doing it together.
So sometimes they'll have like crafts you can do to kind of explain a story that you've just read and different things like that. But, anyway, I just think it's good to have something that you're, you know,
quieting yourself to study and contemplate. I think just the moment I think of reflection on the holidays is a candlelight service. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're happening at all different churches and, you know, obviously a lot on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But there's even some that you'll see that are for those that are having a hard season.
Yes.
And
those are really, can be really helpful.
Yeah. And so those sort of really quiet, contemplative, sometimes candlelit services are just really precious and so counterculture.
So
right?
counterculture.
Like,
that's a great way to say it.
The noise has finally stopped. And so, you know, and it's dark. You would feel really weird getting your phone out because it would glow.
So true.
So,
and you can even do that at home as well.
Yeah.
You just only do these readings by candlelight.
Yeah.
You know, or just the light of the Christmas tree or something like that. Also wanted to mention, I think it's good to journal after the season just to kind of reflect on the things that, what did work, what didn't work.
Yeah.
What do I want to try to do different next time? Definitely want to make sure I do that again. That
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you even
your
have,
takeaways.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do a little debrief.
Say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your takeaways for the season.
That's good.
So
cool.
That's really all on that. I did think it's cool that we're coming up on our anniversary as well. So I wanted to say thank you to all our faithful supporters that have been
absolutely
sticking with us and giving us your feedback and all the good reviews we've gotten. We've even gotten a couple new ones.
Yes.
Recently. We read those, you guys.
So. I know. It, like, fuels me so much. I don't want to say I live for the encouragement of a review, but it certainly spurs me on. Yeah. So.
And it makes our hours worthwhile.
Yes.
That we're putting into it.
Absolutely.
So, thank you guys for doing that. And anything else?
That's it. So okay. This was a good recap and good preparation for the holidays. So we hope that you guys will take some time to just quiet and follow some of these little tips that we've laid out today. We're excited to spend the holidays with you via this podcast.
Some fun subjects coming up.
We sure do. So you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you here next time. Bye.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.